So we've seen this whole progression from calm to trigger, agitation to acceleration to peak, de-escalation recovery for Ava. Right at the beginning, Ava is calm. She's participating in a little contest, a review game with response cards. And Ms. Harris did a really nice job here, and it's clear why students are calm. The activity is very engaging, and they've obviously been taught the routines and procedures for participating in the game. But then we see signs that Ava has entered the acting out cycle and is in the trigger phase. She looks a little confused when Ms. Harris transitions the class from that fun gamified activity to some independent work. Her facial expression betrays confusion. She then asks a question to Ms. Harris that sounds really accusatory. "You didn't give me a person to research." She appears restless, attempts to engage peers. And unfortunately, Ms. Harris is reactive here. She answers the question with, "You were supposed to X, Y, and Z," redirects Ava, and moves on. And it might have been good instead for Ms. Harris to hit the pause button here and help Ava identify that historical figure before Ms. Harris continued circulating the room to actively supervise. Then we see signs of agitation from Ava. She's avoiding work. She's continuing to engage the peer, and she's really talking back to Ms. Harris at this point when Ms. Harris redirects her. Unfortunately, Ms. Harris engages with her, concluding with that teacher look, and again, moves on without getting to the bottom of the issue or making sure that Ava is on task. Then Ava enters the acceleration phase. After another redirect from Ms. Harris, she's arguing with her, "I was doing it for your stupid class," in reference to what she was doing on the tablet. And that's when Ms. Harris says publicly, "We need to have a chat." And the class responds, "Ooh, this is a product of Ms. Harris challenging her in front of everyone." And here's where we're at the peak. Ava is yelling and screaming, telling teachers to shut up, using profanity. Teacher's reactive, "Don't speak to me like that." Ava leaves the classroom. Then Ms. Harris does a nice job, safety first, enacting the crisis plan. When Ava's returned to the classroom by the principal, she looks withdrawn. She is responsive, but very quiet, which just show that she's past that peak stage and in the de-escalation stage. She manages to apologize, and Ms. Harris has her go back to the task at hand, which is probably the best thing under the circumstances, letting her just reintegrate because the task wasn't too hard. It was the transition that was the issue from the fun game at the beginning. And finally, Ms. Harris and Ava are able to have a one-to-one meeting after class to debrief. And so we see that Ava's in the recovery stage here. She's able to restore the environment. And they have this conversation in which Ms. Harris is showing compassion, asking what Ava thinks happened. And they're working together to identify solutions and wrap up with support and emphasis on the relationship. So, looking back across this progression of Ava through the acting out cycle, it's clear that there was a trigger, and that debriefing conversation at the end helps Ms. Harris understand the trigger. And in the future, should be able to use that information to smooth things out along the way so they don't have to escalate all the way to peak. Most importantly, Ms. Harris will likely be practicing being a little less reactive and a little more curious. And ultimately, that is probably the best thing for a teacher to do to aid them in selecting strategies matched to each stage of that acting out cycle to de-escalate behavior along the way.